A lot of people were aware of their father's Masonic ring. When daddy dies, they wear his Masonic ring. That will bring a devil of curse into your life, I guarantee. Or the Eastern Star. Sometimes mother was an Eastern Star and she died, and you picked up her Eastern Star rings and you're wearing them. That will bring an unholy soul tie into your life, and it can cause all kinds of problems with you. Now, anytime that objects were a part of the curse in the Bible, the Lord told us to get rid of them. Now then, if they got symbols on them, you want to get rid of them. Now then, if they've got symbols, you can have them melted down, remade into another kind of a ring or something with no Eastern Star, no Masonic symbols, and then over the gold or whatever it is, platinum or silver, you can break the soul tie and command the demons of curse that went with that piece of metal to leave. And if you do it in faith, they will have to leave. And you can break that soul tie. Otherwise, that soul tie is going to be with you. And that demon of curse from the Eastern Star, in fact, that little lady out in Silver City, New Mexico, which had the demon, about a 38-year-old young lady. I'll tell you a real quick story about demons. And Dave was with us, and Ayesha and all of us were together. And this little 38 or 39-year-old young woman had four children, but she had a stomach problem. And the stomach problem was hurting her. She had been in to the doctor. They had x-rayed her, done everything, couldn't find nothing wrong with her. So when she heard we were coming to Silver City, she wanted me to meet with her and get her healed. Well, I met with her that morning at 10 o'clock, and for the hour and a half, I dealt with the woman and make sure we had every sin repented of, and we thought we did have every sin repented of. And I said, that's just a demon. I said, when I command it to leave, it's going to leave and you'll be healed. But when I commanded it to leave, and I commanded it not to manifest, because we were in a little public breakfast room there at the hotel where there were several other people sitting and eating. And so when I commanded this devil to leave, he did do what I told him. He manifested, and he began to speak out of her mouth and, you know, speak loud things, and all kinds of crazy things began to happen. And so it took me from 10 o'clock that morning till 5:30 that evening. Of course, in a little while, I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, when I thought they were going to throw me out of the restaurant because of all the noise and stuff she was doing, I said, God, I got to have Cheryl down here. So within 30 seconds, my cell phone rang, and Cheryl was down there. And then a little later, Dave come by. And between Dave and me and Cheryl, we finally took this woman up to our room. I'd been casting demons out of her. And when I finally asked, I said, how many demons is in you? She said, there's 2,823 demons in me. 2,823. I said, well, what gave you the legal right to come in since we've confessed every sin known to man? And that demon, the head demon, spoke and said, this blankety blank woman, I mean, boy, they speak some wild, foul language. This blankety blank woman allowed us to come in when she was 24 years ago when she joined the Rainbow Girls. That's what opened the door. And they came in when she joined the Rainbow Girls. And so I said, well, then now that I know what gives you legal right, I'll call her up and I'll have her confess that sin, and then I'll cast you out. And then this is what he did. Her face is all contorted, and he takes her hands and says, I am so interwoven in her brain. You will never be able to get her to confess that sin. I will not allow it. I said, then I will take John 20:23. Now, I want you to see John 20:23, because most people in the church, including pastors, don't believe this means what it says. I want you to see what John 20:23 says. Look at this. Whosoever sins you remit, they are remitted unto them. And whosoever sins you retain, they're retained. What does that mean? It means what it says. Whoever sins you remit, they are remitted. Now then, if this girl is not going to be able to remit her sin herself because a demon is going to bind up her mind, or if she was unconscious where I couldn't get her to remit her sins, do you as a Christian have the power within you to remit someone's sins?
According to the Word.
Now, why is it you have the power within you to remit sins? Who lives in you?
Jesus.
Who do you have a holy soul tie with?
Jesus.
You and Jesus are one. That's exactly right. So when the devil sees you, he sees Jesus. So when I said, then I will remit her sins. The woman spit all over me, and just lunged at me and said, almost nobody knows that verse, and them have read it don't believe it means what it says. I said, but I know what it says, and I believe it. So I remit her sins before the throne of God, and now then I command you to start coming out of her in the name of Jesus. And then she went to flopping, throwing around all over the place and throwing up and everything else, and demons came out. And I commanded demons to come out, and Cheryl came down, and we went through all kinds of awesome things. Demons come out, then Dave come by, and we took her up to the room because the manager finally come over and said, you've got to get this woman out of here. He said, you're scaring everybody in my hotel. He said, people are leaving. They've left the restaurant. You've got to get her out of here. Well, this is not a normal. That's just like one of the guys when this woman went flying through the air and landed over there in the middle of the floor. I run over and jumped right on top of her and screaming, demons come out of her. And a guy gets up and comes over and he said, sir, I'm a paramedic. Can I help you? I said, well, you know anything about casting out demons? He said, no. I said, then you can't help me. It was a fun day. It really was. But we finally had to take her upstairs to our room, and Cheryl was there on the bed with a big old towel mopping up the junk that's coming out of her, and Dave's holding her feet so she don't kick me, and I'm straddled of her right on top of her, holding her down on the bed, screaming demons come out of her. And after 7.5 total hours, I looked over the clock and I thought, oh God, it's 5:30. And I said, Lord, it's 7 o'clock. I got to preach in that church. I said, when is this going to be over? We had 4 demons left. 4 of them, this wouldn't come out, and we've been there 7.5 hours. I said, Lord, when is this going to be over? And he said something that changed my life forever. He said, son, I'm a faith God. When you believe it's over, that's when it's going to be over. In other words, I've already done it. I've done mine. Now it's up to you to believe it. Man, I shook that woman one more time. I screamed at her. I said, you devils of hell, in the name of Jesus, this is the last time I'm speaking to you. I said, in Jesus' name, you're out and you ain't coming back. And I jumped off of her and I said, woman, you're delivered in the name of Jesus. I guarantee it. She opened her eyes and looked up and she said, looked at Cheryl. She said, where am I? Didn't even know where she was. That woman was totally delivered. She went home a healed woman that day. Is God good? He's good. Now, who would have ever dreamed that a beautiful little 38-year-old woman with 4 little children that she homeschools and that reads the Bible and had every page marked in it could have 2,823 demons? Isn't that something? You want to know what causes problems in the church's life? We got a load of demons. Now, then we get them. Why do we get them? Because of sin. When we create unholy soul ties, we let these beasts come in. So we need to make sure we walk holy before God. If we've done anything wrong, we need to acknowledge it before God. Say, Lord, I'm sorry that I became an Eastern Star. I'm sorry I became a Mason. Lord, I'm sorry I had sex with maybe as your mate before I married her. Lord, I'm sorry for all those things. Lord, I'm sorry that I may have been married for 20 years, but when a girl walks by, I still look at her and I still have problems lusting for her. I look at pornography one time. Lord, I'm sorry. If you'll help me, I won't ever do that again. Because if you do it again, you're going to get another demon. You're going to generate another unholy soul tie. Who would dream you'd create an unholy soul tie with a stupid computer with a bunch of naked girls on the screen? But you can. And you keep being drawn back to that junk. No woman likes for her husband to be bound in pornography. There should only be one woman that you look at naked. And that's your wife. That's the only one. You should never look on another woman. Besides your wife, that's all. That's the only one God's given you the right to look at. But when you break all those soul ties and command all those demons to leave, when you break every soul tie, let's say, for instance, you had a sexual relationship with 5 women before you got married, and you need to go back and tell God, I'm sorry for this one, this one, this one, this one, this one, and I list name all 5 of them. Now, I break that soul tie between every one of them. Now, then, since I've broken that soul tie, in the name of Jesus, I command every unholy spirit that came with those soul ties to leave me. I command every demon to go away, and he's got to go away, and I ain't taking no for an answer, because it's written in God's Word in Luke 10:19-20, that you have given me all power over these devils, and they have to be subject to me. So in the name of Jesus, you guys are out of here, and I'm not going to let you come back in Jesus' name. And they go away. And you get set free. And you get healed. And your life changes. But there's not hardly anybody in the church today that hasn't generated, I'll just say there's nobody in the church today that hasn't generated unholy soul ties with someone or something. Now then, we all should generate holy soul ties with the Lord, with Christian brothers and sisters, with our mate, with our children. We should have good, holy soul ties. Now, something that I've seen that happens to a lot of young men, when mother, especially if mother and daddy's divorced, whenever the daddy leaves the home and the boy doesn't have any training, when he leaves home, and sometimes he don't leave home, sometimes he stays, and there'll always be an unholy soul tie between mother and the boy once he gets of age to be married. And they'll generate an unholy soul tie between mother and son. And it's amazing what happens to the boy. He's always feel bound to his mother, and he may never find a wife that's suitable to him, because mother has never released him in the name of Jesus. When that boy gets to be 18 or 19 years old, mother ought to say, you ever heard this, the little proverb, well, it's time to cut the apron strings. It's time for you, son, to get out there and go to work. You all ever heard that old proverb? Time to cut the apron strings? Yeah, what you're doing is actually severing a holy soul tie between you and your son. And that's the way it should be. The Lord says he is to leave his mother and father and be joined to his wife. Is that what he said? So you should break that soul tie. But a lot of, and here's something that a lot of mothers are more guilty of this than fathers. A lot of mothers, when the son does get married, they won't break the soul tie. They still want to tell son how to run his life. You know, it's so hard for mothers to do that. You know, first time that something does not, oh, well, you know that so-and-so, he's your son, you know, and his wife, they're having a little problem. Oh, my gosh, let me get over there and talk to him right now. I can tell him how to get to solve the problem. No, you need to leave him alone. You need to get out of their life. Do y'all understand where I'm coming from? If you could, how many of you men that are 30 years old, if you had a little problem with your wife, how many wants your mother to come over and get in your face and tell you how to do it? Nobody. A man's his own man. When he leaves home, he's supposed to be severed from his mother.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled Holy and Unholy Relationships, Soul Ties, in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.